Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Free beer, hot wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. In a moment, things men didn't know about women's bodies, but I have an early what did you learn, something I learned today.
You're not going to save it?
Mm-hmm. No, because it's not from the show.
Oh.
I learned it during the commercial break. I guess I had never really thought about the fact that I had never seen any sort of blatant nudity on Twitter.
You haven't?
No.
That's where all the porn stars go to play.
Yeah, I guess I just don't follow them or look for them on
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I don't follow anyone
so
who also follows them.
That's why when I saw what was trending today and clicked on it, I did so innocently and then was shocked like a naive old person at what I saw, because the word erection is trending. And I thought maybe somebody was trying to say election and they said a funny word scramble or something and I was going to read funny things about. Nope, it was just a bunch of hard ones pointing at the camera.
Boners are trending today?
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, I'm
so
seeing that too.
So
26.5
today is when I learned
tweets
that you can post any sort of nudity you want on Twitter with almost no warning.
That's not that many tweets for it to be trending. Is it?
Well, they're big tweets, though.
Yeah.
I'll
big tweets.
Big, girthy tweets. Not intimidating. Just big and girthy.
Well, are you going to join in?
I don't think so, Joe.
Okay.
I don't have any intention of joining in.
I might. Depends what my schedule looks like.
All right. Somebody tweeted out the following. A woman named Peach PRC, at Peach PRC. My ex thought the eggs in my ovaries had shells on them.
No.
I think about that every time a man makes a decision about women's bodies. That is a fair point to be made.
I mean, it is a fair point, and also he's stupid. So you're right in both.
Well, people started responding to that. Other women with things men in their life didn't know about the female body. And some of this may be educational for some of you.
It might be.
Now, this next one, it better not be. Because this person, at HelloCoffee17, replied, I know a guy who thought that during your period, the blue liquid they use in commercials for toilet bowl cleaner came out. Not blood.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Is it because they show that it being absorbed into a pad sometimes?
Yeah, because it's a little less disturbing looking than
all right.
blood on television.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
You want some more of these?
Absolutely. Yeah,
so you know, they do that for diaper commercials, too. Did he also think that babies pooped blue liquid?
I'll bet he never thought
of that. Wow. Yeah. I'll imagine that's it.
Yeah.
What a dumb person.
This one. Up until last week, my ex thought Plan B pills were literally the same thing as abortion.
Like, the same thing as getting one or taking the abortion pill?
No, I think it's getting one.
Hmm.
Well, that's crazy.
God.
This one. My ex thought you only bled on your period while sitting on the toilet, so you could just hold it like urine and then sit down and get it out. And that it lasted a day, and that women had an agreement to lie about it to get out of sex for 5 days.
Come on, he couldn't have really thought that, right?
I don't know. That guy a minute ago thought that it came out blue like the commercials.
It just seems so out of this world
it
to
just
me,
seems like,
right?
And every woman in the world, it wasn't the first part. It was the second part of every woman in the world has an agreement to lie about it.
Yeah, that's like conspiracy theory for extra idiots.
Yeah.
My friend's boyfriend was shocked when he saw her wipe after going pee. He thought she just shook it over the toilet like men do.
Are they five?
That's what I know.
Are
I'm
they
like,
children
all
asking
of these
questions?
People?
Yeah. Like, this is just a real deep level of ignorance.
Because, like...
Like, it's hard not to, like, just accidentally pick up the right knowledge along the way when it comes to something like that simple. Like, why would a woman dab herself after she goes to the bathroom?
Right.
We didn't take that class. Like, we didn't...
No.
We didn't sign up for the why do women wipe class, but we all know.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
This one. Nicole writes, my husband asked me if I set a reminder in my phone for once a week, like he does once a month, to change the furnace filter for my tampon. Like he thought
like
that
she
the tampon
had one
was
the
like
time?
A furnace filter. And so he had a reminder in his phone once a month, oh, I take out the one that's gotten full and put in the new one. And that women do this. That's what he thought.
So like, he thought like they, like they always have one in and they just change it once a week.
Yeah, when it gets full.
That's a person who's married.
Yeah, you never had sex with a woman on her period? What the hell?
Yeah,
what
like
are you, talking about?
You never realized that she didn't have to
take anything
remove
out?
Anything what? For you to be there?
That's God. Someone who, yeah, has the responsibility of owning a home and changing a furnace filter and has a telephone that can have reminders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rachel, are you going to be okay? Do I need to have you go sit down in the office where you can't hear things?
No, I feel like I'm just screaming in a glass case of emotion right now.
Pretty much are.
Because you're just learning all of this at
like you didn't know that time. This isn't how it worked.
Mike writes,
I know, I'm surprised.
Are you guys telling me women don't just twerk the wet away?
They can. I mean, I've
you
seen
can.
Them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, in a pinch.
Twerk
yeah,
the
you
wet
know,
away.
I mean, if you
I
got,
mean yeah, you got to pee outside. You got to do a little shake and you know, pull your pants up. You're fine.
Just flick it a little.
Yeah.
Right under your leg.
I bled a little once after having sex because my period had started, a woman said, and my husband asked what it looks like when the egg comes out.
Oh, my God.
Like a
like,
chicken.
Like it's
a,
like she's going to lay it.
Looks like caviar.
Again, my husband. See, that I mean, maybe I was just smart enough to keep all of my naive questions to myself until I knew that I was dumb. But a lot of guys get comfortable, apparently, and start asking questions about eggs, like real eggs with shells. And
what's
and your eggs
like?
Are real. No, I didn't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
Your eggs are great.
I got you.
To me, those eggs are perfect. This lady writes, my ex thought that women had one egg forever.
I mean,
that's just
that doesn't even
biologically impossible, yeah, like, even if you understood everything else.
Like, yeah. How do you explain away the people that have nine kids? Or, you know, more than one?
Like, does a little piece of the egg come off?
Or does it, or there's just only one there ever at a time? So, like, if you have a kid, then, like, she makes a new egg.
That's a fun thought.
But still, twins.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to explain that.
Well, sometimes two chickens come in one egg.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it splits.
Annette M. writes, my husband thought my uterus was full of air, and when I said it wasn't, he asked me how the baby doesn't suffocate.
I told her that in confidence.
No, that was one somebody else wrote. That's all pretty awful.
Babies are like fish. They can breathe underwater.
It's true.
We had that whole conversation about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if
I pondered once.
If they never get into the air,
if you, don't
if you
cut
like
the cord.
Birth them into a bathtub and don't cut the cord.
Can they live there?
Can they live forever?
Take them out. Yeah.
Will they be a mer baby?
And I think the answer was yes.
Yeah, that's yeah, biologist said so.
You just have to start with a big bathtub.
Yeah.
Just go to your local swimming pool.
Oh, guys.
Drop them off the high dive.
For Kelly and Rachel who are concerned, this text explains what's going on with all of these. More than likely, the men are being sarcastic, and the women are just too dumb to realize it.
I mean, we don't know
I bet
them.
That's what's happening.
It's
oh,
possible.
Probably. Yeah.
That can't be a sincere text, right?
I love
no.
just hearing the like the very muffled voice of Rachel
yeah.
through the window.
Her mic's not on, like, but
Rachel's
she's
losing her mind.
She's yelling into the
yep.
ether.
guys just make me so mad.
Not us.
No, the people who are stupid to type these things.
Oh, also us.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go home today and ask Nick a series of questions about women's
see what
anatomy.
He knows. Give him an eighth grade health test.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to give him a pop quiz. Just like rephrase all of these as questions.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's such a good and bad idea.
Now, this person points out that women also sometimes don't know things. I dated a girl once in my 20s, and she was also in her 20s, and she asked me where the bone goes after sex is over, thinking there was an actual bone in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Both genders are filled with stupid people. I mean, no
and
doubt.
And it's not, I blame it more on the crappy health class we all had.
We live in a world now with Google. Like, I mean, half the stuff we figured out, we found out from Playboys, we found that were rain soaked in the woods.
We found out from older brothers.
And we still learn.
You found Playboys rain soaked in the woods?
Everyone did.
Every boy has. It's amazing. That's one of the things where you think like you or your group of friends were the only ones, and then you find out that is like a ubiquitous coming of age thing that every guy goes through, is that some like older brothers or somebody like stole somebody's porn mags and then left them out in the woods.
I think the trail is usually porno from an old dirty man gets sat next to a dumpster in a box. Older kids find the box, then they take them into the woods and they have fun with them, throw them away, and then younger kids find them in the woods.
It's the circle of life. It is
a cycle of porn.
Yeah.
And it's just the same magazines over and over and over
again. Yeah, I feel bad that the current generations are not likely to experience that same kind of shared experience.
They're never going to find 300 copies of The Bush, worn and tattered in the woods.
Pornography from pervert to preteen.
So I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.